the track.
Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Foster the Podcast, episode 15. Thanks for joining us. Great show for you this week. One of my best friends, comedian, actor, Tone Bell, comes on and talks to us about life after the TV show Whitney, including his recent travels around the country, like performing inside of the Mall of America, performing in Florida, and getting propositioned by swingers. Make sure you follow Tone on Twitter, at Tone Bell. Also check out his website, toneisfunny.com. Foster the Podcast is on iTunes. Make sure you guys subscribe to that so you can keep up to date with current shows. Also, our official website is fosterthepodcast.com. If you like the show, make sure you check out our fan page at Facebook, facebook.com/fosterthepodcast. Give us a share. Let your friends know what you're listening to. All right, here we go, you guys. Episode 15 of Foster the Podcast featuring Tone Bell. This one's called, Is That a Puppy? Enjoy.
Have you ever been to jail?
Yeah.
What'd you get arrested for?
P.I. Last time.
Public intox? That's awesome. Even better. Not being in a car.
2005, yeah. I got served way too much. First time ever drinking Jack.
First of all, don't say I got served way too much. Like it was the establishment's
fault. It's like a midget came out out of this little hut on top of a bar in Pittsburgh, right. And you have to lean your head back every time.
Wait. Like at Chuck E. Cheese.
he walks out of the bar. This red light comes on. This fucking midget walks out. And if you're standing at the bar, you have to lean your head back, or they boo you.
Or they boo you?
Yeah. So if you get called to the bar, you have to take the shot of Jack. So like they just pour shots down your throat.
It's a midget in a hut.
It's a midget that comes out of a hut. And it's like, of course, this bottle looks huge because his arms are so tiny.
Right.
And he just like steps over the drinks. He goes all the way down the bar, probably like twice the length of like the Flappers bar.
Right. Right.
And so if you're standing at the bar, you got to take the shot.
Right.
And so like you try not to be there ordering when he's coming out if you're already wasted. And so I got really, really done. And I thought I was hanging out with this dude that I met at the Pirates game. He was like, oh, you from out of town? Me and my buddy. He's like, yeah, you got to hang out with us. This dude's nickname was Sloppy Robbie, right?
Right.
And so I was like, yeah, we'll hang out with this dude.
Red flag number one.
Yep.
And so, so we went to Primanti Brothers, which is like the sandwich, like they put like the sourdough and it's like, you know, whatever the meat is that they do. And then they put French fries on it.
And I was like, oh. And a midget jumps out with mayonnaise. Right.
Dude, I take like two bites. I'm like, oh, that's delicious, man. I'll be right back. I went outside and fucking let it go.
Oh, this is the next day?
No, this is the same night.
Oh, after?
No, immediately.
This is like, 20 minutes later. And then I like, we're Primanti Brothers. And then I go outside in the Earl and then I fall asleep on a Camry. and the police picked me up. Like, it was like 55 degrees. I had on a t-shirt and shorts and I fell asleep on the Camry and they took me in and they're like, where are you from? Where are you staying? I was like, next to a Best Buy. And that's all I knew about it.
Next to a Best Buy?
And then my buddy fell asleep in somebody's Civic. and he got fired. He got fired. I kept my job. He got fired. It was a trip, man.
Does the midget just sit in the hut the whole time until it's time for the bell?
Yep. Saw the midget at least 3 or 4 times from what I remember.
Yeah, you can't see him before. That. It's like Wizard of Oz. Like, you don't want to look behind the curtain.
It's not like a separate room. He sits squatting in a hut the whole time until it's shot time.
I would give the hut like a 4x4, you know.
That doesn't make it better.
It was at least like 16 square feet.
That's plenty. That's plenty for a midget.
It's like a little store. I mean, it could have been like a steps down to like a waiting room.
There's a green room underneath.
like where strippers hang out. There's like a locker and everything. And like, it's like upstairs, like when the red light comes on.
Under the bar.
Trying to make that money, ho. It has to be very degrading, but I mean, you know, the dude does his job. Then you get a fishing for him, you know?
I remember throwing I threw up at a bar with you, not too long ago.
Santa Monica,
that's right.
My buddy gave Justin a warm shot of rum or tequila?
It was tequila. It was the warmest.
The most warm.
Right.
We were already like fade. We didn't need anything else. And then so like, they were buying shots. Just like, yeah, I'll take a shot. Like, but he was like, no, I don't need one. All right, then I'll take it. And took this shot. And then Justin already ripped his shirt open, which means.
Right. It's time.
It's that time.
Right. Game over.
And then let it go. They put him out the bar and then he buttoned his shirt up and he talked his way back in. We saw him get kicked out. It's like 10 minutes later, Justin shows back up. He's like, all right, guys, I'm better now.
Who's ready to party? But I remember
button back up.
Like as it's coming up, I remember I look and I lock eyes with Tone across the bar. It's just like, I'm sorry.
We got that picture. We have a picture of us, like the back of us, like, Like we're like leaning on each other to walk.
Oh yeah, that'll be the cover of this week's podcast. Oh, yeah. Me and you holding each other up.
You have it? Right? I think I still have it.
Yeah, I have it. I think. Yeah. I have it. How was you? Where were you? You were in Minneapolis.
I was in Minneapolis. I was in Miami, Kirkland, Washington, and Naples recently. Well, Marco Island, just south of Naples.
How was Minneapolis? Would you, I mean, you were at the place that has the where.
Okay, so it's in the Mall of America.
Oh, the Comedy Club is.
Yeah. It's like, okay. It's like in, like it's on the like top floor where like the Hooters and the movie theater is. So like, which like you think it wouldn't be like, usually mall comedy clubs aren't the best because they have to like, oh, come, you know, like you got to compete with movies and it's mall as a roller coaster. Right. And so you're having to compete with like Legoland and like it's the Mall of America, which is like, you know, it's like the staple of what they're, you know, like it's like what people know.
Right.
And it's by the airport and it's around a bunch of hotels. So it's really very touristy, which I'm like, if this represents America, like it absolutely represents America. Right. It's a lot of shit in that mall that doesn't belong in America. Right. Like there's a Dollar Tree in that mall. Right. Like that's not a mall store. You know what I mean?
No.
That is not. No. Like Dollar Trees belong next to like
coin laundries.
No. Pizza and dry cleaners. Like that's an open face store. You're not supposed to have it housed anywhere.
Which is weird because there's a dry cleaner in the Mall of America.
Dude, there was a store in the mall that sold swords.
Swords?
Swords, like samurai swords, which is not a mall purchase. You know, like that's a
no.
You like you can't run into a buddy after you buy a sword. You're like, hey, what are you doing? Just oh, I needed a new mall. Sword.
Sword.
The old one got dull. Like that's an Amazon purchase. Like, you do that from the comforts of your own home. You don't buy a sword in public. You run into your buddy. You're like, oh yeah, you know the old one got dull. Had to, you know, I'm cutting watermelons in the backyard.
In Minneapolis.
You just see someone sitting in the food court with a sword. That's awkward. Right, that's weird. That's not normal.
Like the like you go to Panda Express just to stay on theme. A teriyaki bowl, like a Yoshinoya bowl, just to.
Sir, would you like chopsticks? Nah, I brought my sword.
I got it. Don't worry. You don't see the sword on my back?
Your boy got it.
I brought my own strap.
And the security ever, you know, like the security, like wonder, like is that a purchase here? Or is he bringing that in?
Did you bring that? Or did you... I wonder, do they wrap it? Do they put it in like one of those tubes? Like a parcel tube. I mean, cause you gotta hide that, man. You gotta go straight to the car. You buy a sword. You gotta park near the store and then drop that shit off in the trunk. You can't put a sword in your back window, like your back dash.
Right.
You
trade
unless
it out. You're walking through the mall in leather boots and a captain's hat, then you're okay.
Then you're good. You gotta have a ponytail. You gotta have a ponytail on that sword.
Oh, for sure.
You gotta be looking for treasure.
You gotta have leather pants.
Right.
Boots and a ponytail.
Have a map, pay for it in doubloons.
So is it true?
Toss the exact amount on the counter.
Is it true that they just shove as much shit into this place as they can?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
the Mall of America.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I've never been.
It's a lot. I've, like, even the food court was like sample after sample of teriyaki chicken. Like, it was like, it's like as many Costco samples as you could. And it's like I didn't even get all the way around the mall. Like I went to four floors on the west side of the mall, and it was enough. I had seen. I couldn't imagine what was on the east side of the mall. It was like the Dollar Tree was right.
A Costco.
It was like, I think a Target was attached.
Of course.
Like, you know, of course. Target sells everything anyway. You don't have to be attached to the mall.
Right.
You are a mall.
You are the department store of department stores. Directly below the Dollar Tree is a Hugo Boss. Which, like, they sell $600 pants. you can't go to Hugo Boss and then go upstairs and be like, you know, I need some ice trays. I need some ice trays and some cheap picture frames. And some candles that say scented, but they're not.
These Hugo Boss pants come with a sheath for your sword.
you gotta. Like, it's like this whole. There were like 16 Foot Lockers in this mall on the third floor.
Because like, you're wearing your shoes just walking around the mall one time.
You gotta wear them out. You need skates. you need rollerblades to get around this mall. But it was. I mean, the staff was real fun. You know, at the club, and I mean, everybody's kind of cool. But yeah, man, you know.
Now, do you get recognized now from being on TV?
Yeah, more so than, I mean, not a lot, you know, I mean, here and there, but it was always funny because I think people don't think that I'm going to be where I am. So when somebody sees me, they recognize me, but they're like, nah, he wouldn't be here. Like,
right. There's no way
he's a person. Of course I'll be there. Like,
there's no way he's at a Big Lots right now.
I was at Big Lots yesterday and got recognized. No shit. No shit. I was like, let me go to Big Lots, see if they got a grill before I go to Target. And they had like a truck of grill. And then some dude in line is like, sorry to hear about your show. As I'm holding all these cheap ass items from Big Lots.
Oh, poor guy. Times are tough. Here he is at Big Lots.
He's stocking up.
Shout out to show got canceled. He has to resort to Big Lots. No joke. I never gave Big Lots up. That's how people keep their money. You can't step it up, man. You can't step up your lifestyle just because you got a couple bucks now.
Right.
You know? But I mean, yeah, here and there, like some lady.
Oh, wait, we were out to eat the other day. We were having breakfast.
We were out at a diner.
Excuse me, I don't mean to bother you. Are you Tom Bell? Love Whitney. Big fan of the show. Big fan of the show.
Dude saw me with Greg Bruce.
Did you hurt yourself with the eye roll when you're sitting there at breakfast? Like, this motherfucker. With the fans at breakfast.
I think I dropped my fork.
Son of a.
Really? Really?
It
gets weird to me, man, because I forget. Like, I forget that. I mean, you know, you treat like a job so that you don't, people go, oh, man, like, because, you know, probably at home they're like, yo, man, screw that dude. Right. But in your face, they're like, oh, man, you know, we thought you were great, you know?
Yeah, we met Tone at Denny's this morning. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
I was on an airplane a little more. This was funny. This girl walks up to me. She saw me in the airport, but never said anything. I was in the Houston airport for hours. And then she walks on the plane and she goes, I'm sorry, are you an actor? And I go, yeah. She's like, you own Whitney, right? And I go, yeah. And she goes, can I shake your hand? I was like, that's an awkward request. Yeah. I was like, yeah. So I put my hand out. She shakes and she goes, oh my God. this is why I feel like an asshole. Is when I was like, if you want to, we can take a picture when we're done. She's like, no, I'm going. So like, she turned down the picture. I was like, yo, yeah. You know, I was told if you want to, like, it's fine. She goes, no, I'm all right. Yeah, like, she wanted to meet me, but not that much.
Right.
Right.
I think it goes handshake, autograph, picture.
Right. So,
right.
And so, like, afterwards, she was, her and her boyfriend were like, oh, you know, she didn't want to be overbearing. You know, can we take a picture? I was like, yeah, cool. And then the dude next to me on the plane, he like worked for the airline or whatever. And he goes, you gotta love that, don't you? And I was like, yo, man, you real creepy right now. he's like, I recognize you too, but I don't want to say nothing. And I was like, yo, wow, man, why you be watching Whitney? But yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, you know, I go weeks with like nobody, you know, which is cool.
Right,
and then,
right,
then
right.
I go like, then 1 week, then, you know, I get like 5-10 people.
You don't need to send your assistant to the grocery store.
Right, right. I'm like, I don't have to put sunglasses. I'm not wearing sunglasses in the house.
Right.
Well, you mentioned it, so I was going to bring it up, but they said sorry about the show. The show got canceled.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. I mean, like, yeah. It's just like people call me and they're like,
yeah, I was going to ask you, do people like, I'm so sorry?
Yeah, and it's like, yo, nobody died.
Yeah.
Nobody died. I mean, like, it's just, you know, like, we've all lost a job or got laid off.
Right.
You know, and nobody, it just happens that it's on a blog now, so people read it and they're like, oh my God, I heard about
right.
What are you going to do? I'm making another job. Like, yeah.
Keep working.
I still do stand up. I didn't give it up, you know? So like, right. That's, which is not now Whitney, which is what I wanted to do TV for, to be able to do stand up. Yeah. So, I mean, it worked, you know? So now I'm doing well at clubs and yeah, it is weird when people just go, oh, I want to call you and ask you how you were. I don't know if sometimes you hold things back. I'm like, yo, are we going to order drinks or not?
Like you've just been at home in a robe and socks just crying in the dark.
Right.
Like I bought a puppy. I got a puppy to console myself.
Is it weird though now being a headliner?
Yeah.
Cause you were out here, cause we started in Dallas together.
Yeah.
And then we came out here, and then you got the show, and then it was like, and then you did Ferguson.
Yeah.
Killed it on Ferguson, and then it was like, now you're a legitimate headliner.
I don't know about legitimate.
Well, but you know, you've got the time, and you've got the credits.
It's, yeah, right. I mean, I have, I think I have the material, and I have, like, the gumption to, you know, to do it. But, you know, and I never got a chance to, like, feature for anybody, so that's
right.
The hard part. Like,
you skipped it.
I skipped having the feature, which is I respect the hell out of it. Cause I wish you'd have seen me in Miami. I had a different pace than I've ever gone before. It was the fastest I've ever talked, the most crowd work I've ever done.
And it worked. Yeah.
It was like, I mean, I think I figured it out too. I mean, I'm sped up a little bit and then I still took my moments in other times.
Right.
But and I'm going to say, I never say this, but like, it was a very interesting, androgynous crowd in Miami. Just a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I should have expected it, but for some reason I didn't. I just came from Minneapolis, where it's like Whiteville.
Right.
You know,
right.
You sprinkled out a couple of black people here and there. But then you get a little bit of everything in Miami. Like, niggas order bottles of Hennessy. I've never seen that before.
Yes.
Like, right before the show.
At a comedy club, you never see that.
You see bottles of wine.
Right.
And maybe a bachelorette party order a bottle of vodka. Maybe.
Maybe.
And that's few and far between.
Right.
But three fifths went out of Hennessy. And I'm like, yo, where's that going? They're like, oh, in the showroom. I'm like, yo, it's niggas ordering Hennessy? And they're like, yeah, they do it all the time. I'm like, how much does it cost? She's like, $350. They dropped $350 for Hennessy? But it makes a lot of sense, though, after I ask why. It's because Miami doesn't close at like 5, 6 a.m.
Right, absolutely.
So they pregame at 10:30.
Right.
And so they go to the nightclub after the comedy club.
Ugh. Yeah. Dude, when bottles of Hennessy is pregaming, like,
I mean, it was Goose. It was Goose out. I mean, they saw one show. We saw like 7 bottles.
Wow.
That's definitely how it was, though. Like, growing up in Florida, when we went out, like, we would all meet up at 10 o'clock at somebody's house, spend a couple hours there, and then go
you
and
leave,
then
you
go
leave
out.
The house at 1.
Right, and right. So you'd leave the house at 1, because even when some of the nightclubs would close, everything else is open till 6 in the morning. So there's no.
That's how it was in Shreveport, because you do the shows out there. And I performed at a place in Shreveport where it was one of the nights. First of all, they couldn't understand why the crowds were so awful. Like, they were like, dude, this is the most unruly crowd we've ever had. Everybody's yelling at the show. I looked on the menu. They had Jaeger Bomb pitchers. They had pitchers of Jaeger Bomb that you could buy, right? Which is number one. Number two, one of the nights they were doing buy one, get one free in the showroom.
Buy one, get one free Jaeger?
Of a pitcher?
No, alcohol.
So
you would buy a beer and they would give you a second beer at the same time. You ordered a vodka tonic. Right. They would give you a double vodka tonic.
That's a great idea.
Non-comics think that drunk people are great.
Right.
Everybody thinks they're like, oh, they're drunk. No, because then they think we're all performing.
Right.
They think it's a joint venture.
Right. It's not.
Right.
Right. It's like, we'll have a good show. We'll get them as fucked up as possible. And then we'll just let you guys figure it out.
But it's a different mission, because comedy clubs are there to sell drinks.
Right.
And we're there to sell comedy.
Yeah,
you know?
But they're not making any more money giving away pitchers of Jaeger Bombs or 2-for-1 drinks. That's not how
you
rake
security.
In the crowd.
That's a whole different confidence level. Yeah. I did a shot with a dude. I think it was Minneapolis. I think that's the weekend I was like, what? No, it's Marco Island, actually. Front row. Here's another story about that. Like, I'm like, all right, it's like, dude's cool, right? We're a little crowd work on him. He's cool. I was like, yeah, I'll buy you a shot. Come on, I'll take a shot of whiskey. What do you want? He's like, Jaeger. I said, I'm sorry. You're not old enough to drink if you're ill. Like,
right.
How old are you? Like, sitting next to him, 10 minutes later, girl wasted. Wasted.
Right.
Off her ass. Mm-hmm. Takes out a puppy. No shit, girl takes a puppy out of her purse, and I go, why do you have a dog? And she goes, I'm not supposed to have this in here. I go, I know that. That's why I asked, why do you have that in here? And I go, I'm not even asking for me, I'm asking for you, because I don't think you're fucked up, ma'am. And that puppy's cute, and I'm not saying it's not cute, but you're drunk, and that puppy is too cute. I'm just saying, I've seen Of Mice and Men. I know how this ends. My only applause break of the weekend. It was the cutest fucking puppy. I'm like, you're gonna smother that.
She
puppy.
Had you
gonna
purse.
She just took it out, and
instead
it was
of
like,
smuggling in a bottle of alcohol, she brought in a puppy.
Right.
She didn't bring Chick-fil-A or nothing. She took a puppy, and she just. I'm like, am I that boring? Because a puppy came out. Front row. I'm like, did you not think I was going to say this?
How weird is it you're just doing your act and you look down a lady stroking a puppy looking up at you?
I'm like, right, guys? I'm doing my act. Right, guys? Because is that, ma'am, is that a puppy? And then we just dialogue about this puppy.
It came out of the same hut that the midget was in.
The red light came on. She brings a puppy out. It's puppy time, right? I mean, I was definitely pretty drunk the last show in Miami last week, but some dude
off Hennessy.
That good Hennessy cushion bottles. Alcohol. There's a dude. So his name is Rodney, right? Black dude. I'm talking to a white guy behind him, and I'm like, "Sir," I was asking. I was like, "Yo," I was doing my joke with like where I'm like, "I want to be old so I can scratch the inside of my ear with my keys," right?
Right.
And so I'm like, "Sir, you don't even look. You have keys. Like, you have a fence. You don't have to lock your doors," right? And this white guy would not talk to me. Older guy, like 60, he will not talk to me. And so, but this black guy, two people in front of him goes, I ain't got no fence. And I go, Nigga, I know. I clearly was not talking to you. He goes, yes, she was. I was like, no, sir, I wasn't. Okay? I was not. And then, so I was like, what's your name, man? He goes, Rodney. I said, of course it is. Right. Rodney. Oh, that's just a good name. Yeah, Rodney. God damn it, Rodney. So like, so this dude, I ended up doing like an hour 10 that night because this guy would just like force his way into like 25 minutes of my set.
Right.
And he had a long tooth. And so I asked him questions, and I couldn't.
I don't even know what that means.
He had, like, his left tooth was way longer than his right one.
Oh, God.
And then, like, I got him a couple. Like, he was trying to, you know, those people that just try not to laugh. They just right. trying not to laugh. I'm like, yo, man, I got you. I just let it go.
Right.
Let that shit out. And he finally started laughing. That's when I saw the tooth. And so.
That's why he didn't want to laugh.
Right. He just sitting up there, like, you know, kind of holding it down. Right? And then, so we start talking, and he's like, I'm like, where are you from? And he's like, Laketon, Florida. And he starts telling me all the stuff, and I can't understand a thing he's saying.
Right.
I'm like, yo, you definitely from somewhere nobody else is, because I don't understand none of that shit. Can I just get you a drink to occupy your face? So I just bought him a beer. Oh, dude, like, it was a shout out to Rodney. He doesn't have the internet.
He won't hear this. It's weird, especially when you go to places like Florida and like Louisiana and all those places where there's really no, like Vegas, where there's really no rules and you can drink all night. Like, I think that 2 o'clock cutoff, like, really helps people that have problems.
Stay tame.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Not kill yourself. Yeah. I mean, like, cause I think, man, in this lifestyle, like, people always, like, in Miami, I've never gotten offered so many drugs in my life.
Oh, really?
Like, people just, everything.
Really?
Everything. You're like, nah, I'm trying to quit. I'm on the heroin. Nah, bullshit. I can.
I get that too.
You ordered that Hennessy, didn't you? It's like, I mean, you know, you think it's, I mean, because people, of course, they think that we just do every drug under the sun
right,
anyway.
Right, right.
But then, like,
right.
I'm like, no, I'm just a drinker, man. And they just want to buy you shots. I'm like, no, it's free. You don't have to worry about it. I'll, you know.
Comedians are like the hot chicks at the bar.
Yeah. After the show.
Right. After the show.
After the show. Cause, well, I mean, cause like, you've gotten that offer at Fort Worth about going home with a couple.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably the same, like, you ever heard this story?
Nope.
Like, I don't know if it's the same couple, but like, I remember in the
whole
Fort Worth hyenas. That'd be hilarious. Like, maybe that's their thing.
That's it every weekend.
And they just, yeah, they go, oh, no, this is a good one.
I think we got one.
This couple afterwards, and I guess they were like in their 40s or something. They come up, the one that approached me, they go, oh man, like, so you like the party? Like, I'm like, yeah, we're going to go out for some beers and stuff after this. Cool, man. Like, you know, what are you into? My wife thinks you're hilarious, man, you know. And, you know, if you, what are you into? And I'm like, whiskey and Killian's. Like, what? Well, like, here and there, you know. And they're like, oh, well, you know, if you ever, you know, want to get together, you know, like, well, you know, we'll just have a good time back at the house, you know, all of us get together. And I'm like, are we talking about fucking? I mean, because I can't really, I don't know, like, you live close, you live upstairs. You got a hotel room, you want to do like a little hotel party, where's my girl?
Right, it's always the creepy guy that's like, yo, my wife thinks you're funny. you got a DVD or something I can buy?
Well, I bought one of your t-shirts, so I think you owe me a little dick. Well, not for me, for my wife per se. But I want to be there. I want to do it with you.
Man. And how low do you have to go? Not that there's anything wrong with comedians, but if you're a swing, like, how, that's kind of slumming to go to, I'm going to go to Fort Worth and see what the opening act is like.
Well, I mean, cause like, it was funny. I can imagine myself, like, if the approach was different,
right.
Like taking advantage of that, like, oh, my friend of mine was really interested in you. And like, you're like, oh, the hot chick right there.
Right.
I definitely was looking at her. I would definitely want to do this. You go home with it, and then he just opens the door. Honey, he fell for it. He walks in, pants already off, and you're like, fucking, I'm here now.
But God, like, damn it.
I gotta keep doing this for the story.
Right.
So this dude, this is no bullshit. So I'm sitting at the airport, and I'm waiting on my flight, and the guy, he recognizes me, and he goes, he recognized me from actually Late Show, like the Late Late Show, like, which nobody has, period. But he goes, you look familiar. I don't know. I was on Craig Ferguson. He goes, he's like, comedian. So we start talking, whatever. And then he tells me a story about how he's on a golf outing, with his three coworkers, and they won a, like, an office trip to play, golf with professional athlete ends up being like a major league baseball player, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
And so after he's like, the major league baseball player is telling him how like, a couple weeks ago, so, you know, another time stamp. Okay. So like a couple weeks ago before this golf outing, the dude goes, he goes, yeah, man. So like this couple, they approached me at the bar. They're like, oh man, we, you know, we big fans of you. You know, I think the dude played for maybe it's the Rockies. I want to say he played for the Rockies. Okay. So he's like, oh, we're big fans of you, man. Like, you take a picture. He's like, yeah, man, you know, we want to, my wife, you know, loves you. And like,
she wanted a picture, not shake his hand.
Right. Yeah. Okay. she went for the picture, not okay. And so, they're like, you know, we want to, you know, if you're down. And so he's like, yeah, you know, whatever. And so, so then he goes back home and like, he just starts like pounding the wife. Then the wife like passes out because they're drunk.
Right.
He's like, and the dude starts sucking my dick.
What?
And this is like the major league player telling the round of guys this. And they're like, whoa, you let a dude suck your dick? Like, are you gay? He goes, nah, he was sucking my dick. And I'm like, what?
I hate it.
And so this dude is like, I'm cracking up, right? And I'm like, he said it with conviction. Like, he really does not think that he was gay.
Right.
Maybe he didn't finish. He was like, no, I'm finishing. I came over here. Somebody is going to suck my dick tonight. And I was like, yo, if you don't want me to, I won't tell that story, but like, can I tell this story?
Do you mind?
Because it was like passed down. He's like, dude, I thought it was hilarious. And so it was.
Because you know, he went back to the bullpen and was like, guys, you'll never believe what happened last night.
Right.
So I'm banging this chick, right? She passes out and the husband comes, starts blowing me. Isn't that crazy? Like, whoa. Like,
right. World's like, quietest love. Locker room.
Isn't that crazy, guys?
And they're like, man, you're going to batting practice by yourself.
I knew you were a catcher.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.